Okay, Wednesday night, Shchodes Halvavus.
No, maybe it was 3 minutes.
Okay. I haven't yet figured out what to do exactly with this Shahr HaBechina thing. For Hashem, because I see something, and then the more I read, then I read about it, and I go online, and I start looking at it. It's like everything is so unbelievably complex that, like, you know, you want to talk about something for 5 minutes, but it ends up having hundreds of component parts, each of which you could talk about for hours. This is what I'm finding. So I can't, like, really get a handle on it, because every time I want to focus on one aspect of anything, it's just... there's so much more. We're going to talk for hours and hours and hours about every prat and prat in the universe. So that gufa is a very inspiring discovery. That discovery is a very inspiring problem to have. And that gufa, that should be today's Shahr HaBechina, that discovery. So I wanted to talk about the heart, the human heart. But what I'm about to say is so, like, it almost doesn't pass. It's such a tipa shabiyom of how amazingly complex the heart is. Anyway, the heart receives oxygenated blood, blood with oxygen from the lungs, and it pumps it to all parts of the body. It contracts 70 times a minute. You go like that with your hand 70 times a minute, that's what your heart's doing every minute. Now, you're going to get pretty tired probably after 1 minute, I imagine. But the muscle of the heart is built to not get tired. And it does it like over 100,000 times a day. It doesn't become tired. It rests between beats. And this is what's pumping. Like the blood is a whole other thing, what the blood's doing in your body. But the heart's the pump. And when you're sleeping, like it works in conjunction with the body. When you're sleeping, it pumps slower. Normally it pumps, I think it says 9 pints of blood, a complete circulation of the body. Your body has 9 pints of blood, in other words. I guess that's what it means. And your heart's pumping 9 pints of blood every minute. And that's a complete circulation. And when you exercise, it pumps faster. And this is what's amazing, that when you need more oxygen, you know, the brain knows the muscles that need more koach, more blood or more oxygen, send a signal to the brain, and then the brain sends a signal to the heart to beat faster, and the arteries serving those muscles widen and are able to accept more, and the arteries that serve other organs of the body contract, and they don't need as much. And it's amazing. Okay, that's all. That's enough for today. I don't know, I should have said more. It's ain't self. I was very nispoil. So I don't know yet. I don't know how to do this. Because everything I look into, like, we could spend a month, a year on the heart. It's like crazy. So I don't know how to be mitzamtzumit yet. What? Spend a week on... You can't. If I was talking about the eye...
That's 25 minutes
worth
of time.
What?
You can get much deeper
in 25
minutes.
5 minutes. Okay.
I don't realize it's...
We'll see. Like today, that's all. I didn't prepare more. Because everywhere I went, it just... it was like a whole nother world. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll go to Chavis Haldovus. Hear me, don't run away, I have something for you. Don't run away, I have something for you. I finished the Shahr HaBechina for today, and now we're going to do Chavis Haldovus. Shahr HaBechina of Okim. Chavis Haldovus on Daf Tzadik Vav. He said, right, we learned about optional things, but then as he's talking, he's coming to, like, you see, like, you read his mind almost, that he's realizing as he's writing that there's really no such thing as an optional thing. He named his bar Mimasha Omainu on page Sadik Vod, the fourth line. He says, you know something, come to think of it, you either do things in the proper measure, which is the way Hashem wants you to do things. You eat, you sleep, you drink, you go to work, you exercise, you everything that you do in the proper, in the normal measure. So Hashem, that's what Hashem like, that's the default that Hashem wants. Shekol ma'aseh adam, anything you do, anything, even if it's not a tzivui or an azhara, ostensibly, lo yachargu, it doesn't pull back from being mitzivui, ve'azhara, v'tzorech. Everything is, either brings you closer to Hashem or pulls you away from Hashem. There's no such thing as an optional action. Shekol shehu yotzei migvul ha'tzorech. One, you know, your basic need is certainly what Hashem wants, so you're doing Ratzon Hashem. If you go for a walk to get fresh air, so if you feel you need it, so that's normal, and Hashem wants that. If you go for a walk because you have nothing better to do, and you want, so you just go for a walk because you have nothing to do, so that's bad. What do you mean you have nothing to do? You have plenty to do. You could learn. We learned in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. You have to learn whenever you have spare time. So if you're not doing something purposeful, even physically purposeful, so then you have to be learning or do a mitzvah, something, do chesed, do something. So if you have to relax, it's also good if that's something that you need to do. If it's over the gvul, shekol sheyotzei migvul hatzorech el hatosefes, because there's people that relax way too much. And they're always relaxing. So if you are over the gvul of necessity, oh el achisur, or you do too little, lo yachkor migeder hatzivui mul Hashem, if your purpose is sincere. So here he seems to be saying something he didn't say up until now. Now he seems to be saying that even if you do more than what's necessary, there's also a way of serving Hashem. If you're doing it, I don't know, as a manifestation of Hashem's Tova, you can appreciate Hashem's world. If you, let's say, buy finer clothing or live in a nicer house, and you know, you can, you're allowed to do that. Why? You have to do it with the right kavana. When you're going over the gvul of necessity, then he's saying you have to. You should have the right kavana. If you have the right kavana, it's a good thing. So how could you have the right kavana if you use your house for good things? Let's say, first of all, it can give you rav chasadas. You could have achrasas orchim. You can allow people to stay there. You can allow your house to be used for tzedakah parties. Probably if you have a bigger house, the kids, you know, they don't fight as much. You spread them out. It could be a calmer house. So if that's your kavana, you think everything's totally in kavana. When you go over the gvul or under the gvul, then it's all totally in your kavana. Emul Hashem, if you're doing it l'shem shemayim, this is the Chayvus Halvavus, is one of the main principles of the Chayvus Halvavus that he repeats in so many different ways throughout the Sefer, that you can take the most mundane, simple, everyday secular act, and with the right lave, with the right kavana, you can turn it into a mitzvah, and thus you can be an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. All it takes is the right kavana. So now we're learning very specifically. It's like saying if a person sleeps, let's say a person needs 8 hours a night sleep. Let's pick the number 8 or 6. So if you sleep 6 hours a night and that's normal, apparently from the Mashmos Haloshen, he's a Rishon Lechori, he can be Medayik in his words. So that's like automatically good. You're sleeping, you're doing it out of necessity, your body needs this to rest, so that's good. If you sleep too much, that's no good. Maybe if you have the right kavana, theoretically, you need koach tomorrow to do something special, and so that's good. But okay, sleeping's a bad example because it's hard to imagine. I mean, you could. I'm old. You need more sleep, but then already it's in the gather of necessity. If you do too little, same thing. If your intention is good, your intention controls everything. That's what he's saying. So you want to be an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day, So according to Chaim Tovah, it says this countless times throughout the Sefer. You want to be an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day? Okay, from the perspective of what we're learning now, he would say, either make sure that you don't involve yourself in Olam Hazem more than is necessary. So you're being automatically an Eved Hashem if you do that, because Hashem wants you to involve yourself in Olam Hazem to the degree that it's necessary. If it's over the Gvul, you better have a darn good reason why you're doing it. And you could, and I gave examples, call it relaxation, call it Rav Chus Hadas, call it appreciation of Hashem, you're able to have more Rav Chus Hadas. The Gemara says, Isha no, the Dira no, the Kalim no, and Marchiv and Dai Tishaladam. Well, for what purpose do you have Rav Chus Hadas? If it's to sit in the easy chair, then that's not a good reason to have Rav Chus Hadas. But if it calms you, and if it allows you to do things because you have, you're more calm and you're broad-minded, you're more expansive in your perspective on life, so then it's good and it's L'Shem Shemayim, and then it's a mitzvah. But if you do it not L'Shem Shemayim, then it takes you away from Hashem, and it's not a good thing. Here's an example, he says. Let's take food. You have to eat, and you have to do things in the world. You have to be involved in Purivarivya, Umilu Asa'orat, Vakim Shua. It's good. You have to mow your lawn, you mow your lawn. You have to build, you have to, whatever it's called, Tikkun Olam, they call it. You want to build, you want to make it. You want to have a nice house, you can have a nice house. Within reason, a normal amount. You want to start redecorating every 5 years with American Colonial, and after 5 years you're going to do another way, and after another 5 years, how do I know people do this? Because when I was engaged, that's where we bought our furniture, my wife and I. We went around to people in Long Island, we looked at the ads in the paper, and we bought their furniture that was 5 years old. They said, we're getting rid of it. It's American Colonial. So I have an American Colonial dresser and a French night table and a British bed and I'm pushing United Nations. My whole house is United Nations. So that's how I know that people do that. What?
Next time that guy comes to president, whatever his name is.
Eat, enjoy. You see, if you'll notice, every time, I'm pretty sure mamish every time, if not mamish, then virtually every time, it says to rest on Shabbos, it says to work for 6 days. That's what the Chaim Tovah is pointing out. It says, V'yachalto v'savoto v'irachto. That's part of what Hashem wants you to do. Hinei nosati lechem eskoleisun zerei azera asher al pnei chalores lechem yelochla. So again, from the lashon of the Chaim Tovah, it's mashma, that's automatic. If you live a normal life, then you're automatically doing the will of Hashem. If you go over the gvul, or under the gvul, then it's totally in your kavana. But your kavana can do it. So you can thus be an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. And there's no such thing as optional. You're either doing it the right way or the wrong way. Right way is bringing you closer to Hashem, wrong way is bringing you farther from Hashem. Okay. Yeah.
So why is the Shidam Kamakov on Pashkala Kosal?
Well, first of all, there's different shakim in that Mishnah. Rather, the Maral learns that a Talmud Chacham has to be prepared to pass by Malach Tochel, but the Maral says, well, certainly if you can afford more, you should do more. That's the Maral. So first of all, there's a Machlok is what the Mishnah means. If the Mishnah means the more classical pshat, so it could be telling you that the more preacher from Olam Hazeh, the more spiritual you'll be. That's certainly true. No one argued, the Chavos wouldn't argue with that. If you're making a good cheshbon, so it's a good cheshbon, but lamaisa, you're less chumri when you do less. In other words, if it was all the same to you, and someone, and you would come and you say, I want to be on the highest possible level that I could be. Well, hear me, don't go, Alan. I want to be on the highest possible level you can be. So certainly the less chumri you are, the better you are. It's less dangerous. I asked for the cover of giving out the receipts. I could thank everybody. Thank you. Well, I want to personally thank people. Okay.
But it sounded like you were saying you need justification to go on this side of the
pool,
this side of the
pool. Oh, that's
true. That sounds like you could do Hasan Dokal literally.
Oh, you weren't here. We learned that very at length the last 2 days, where he described how you could have the wrong motivation, and then you're doing something wrong. You're harming yourself. You're doing it. It's for sure, you need.
Even on the asceticism end.
For sure. Adirabba, he was myrich in that, in okay. Previous, yeah. Okay.